your friend needed to go to the doctor, you'd say, and didn't have a car, you'd say,
I would carry you to the doctor.
Okay. And to get something to come towards you, you'd take hold of it and
pull.
And the other way would be
push.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and
carried it home.
Anything else you'd say besides carried?
Tote.
What's tote mean?
The same thing as carry.
Do you have the idea that you have to have your arms around it to tote it?
Do you have to have your arms around? Not necessary.
What if you're talking about something that was real heavy, like a you say, I had to what that suitcase up 3 flights of stairs. I had to
carry it up 3 flights of stairs or pull it up 3 flights of stairs.
Do you ever say pack it or lug it?
And lug, I heard someone use lug it up 3 flights of stairs.
What does lug mean?
I guess it means to lug it up, carry it so far, and then stop and rest and carry it.
You lug something that's pretty heavy?
I suppose so.
You tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
stay away, it would burn you.
Don't.
Church.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go.
And bring me the hammer.
And a game that children would play where one child will be it and the others will hide?
Hide and seek.
What do you call what you can run and touch and be safe?
Bases.
Okay. And in football, you run toward the
goal post.
Did your brothers play football?
Yes, one of them did.
In high school?
Yes, in high school.
And we're planning to meet somewhere. I'd say, well, you don't need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll wait.
Setting up the time.
I'll wait what you?
Wait on you.
And if you're about to punish a child, you might ask you not to punish him. Just give him one more
chance.
Huh?
Give him one more chance.
And if you're, say, someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper and always sees the funny side of things, you'd say he's got a good sense of
humor.
Huh?
A good sense of humor.
And you say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of them.
And say there's something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child was walking along the top of a fence and you'd expected him to fall off and hurt himself. Then someone tells you he's fallen off, you'd say, well, I just
knew he would do it.
And a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody
stole it.
And you say, I have just wrote him a letter.
Wrote.
And yesterday he wrote me.
Wrote me one.
And tomorrow I'll
write him another.
And you say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting a
an answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
address the envelope.
Any old-fashioned way of saying that?
No, I don't guess.
Do you ever hear back the letter?
Yeah, back. Yeah, back.
How does that sound?
Oh, well, I don't know. I already talk of back. Will you back this for me?
Would you use that yourself?
I say address.
And you say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
his address.
And if a child's learned something new, like maybe learned a whistle, you want to know where she learned it, you'd ask her who.
Did you get that from?
Or who? What?
Taught you that?
Huh?
Who taught you that?
Would you ever say who learned you that?
Yeah, so who learned you how to whistle?
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you could go out and
pick some flowers.
And something that a child plays with, you'd call a
toy.
What would you call it if a small child plays with it?